Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
The Rolling Stones, they're living proof that you're never too old to rock and roll, or to act. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Later on the show today, String Quartet meets experimental rock and the music of My Brightest Diamond, and a select list of great rock films you need to check out. But to begin, Shine a Light, Martin Scorsese's eagerly awaited concert documentary about the Rolling Stones, opens in theaters this Friday. The film is a record of the band's two-night stint at New York's Beacon Theater in 2006, and it includes 17 songs, including such warhorses as this one, Jumpin' Jack Flash. Also featured are guest appearances by blues legend Buddy Guy, White Stripes guitarist Jack White, and singer Christina Aguilera. In the current issue of Rolling Stone magazine, associate editor Brian Hyatt sits down for a one-on-one with Mick Jagger, and Brian joins us by phone today. Brian, welcome to Soundcheck.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So your film critic, Peter Travers, gives the movie, Shine a Light, 3.5 stars. What did you think of the film?
I thought it was a great concert movie, and I think the important thing to emphasize is the concert. It's not kind of like the Bob Dylan documentary, No Direction Home. It's not the definitive documentary of the Stones' history or anything like that, but it is, you know, it's a hell of a concert, shot incredibly well.
And did Scorsese, I mean, do this as a kind of, I don't know, a flattering portrayal of a favorite band, or did he want to give us a real warts and all approach?
I think it's both, really. I mean, certainly he loves the Stones and wasn't out to make them look bad, certainly. I think what he told Peter Travers in the issue is the Stones are the most documented band in history. What more do we need to know about them? The history of them is right there on stage in their faces. So I think he just kind of wanted to capture them, and I think he was pretty sure that it would be flattering.
Well, now, Mick Jagger has stated that he was not all that happy with the long, lingering close-ups on his now-lined face. Did the Stones get final say in how the film would be edited and how they'd be portrayed?
The way that question was answered by them is that it was kind of split between Scorsese and the Stones. So my sense is that nothing they were terribly unhappy with would have ultimately ended up in the film.
Okay, now why did Scorsese pick this particular two-night stand in this particular theater in New York?
Well, it's not that he picked it. It's that this was essentially created to be a film. It's not. So in that sense, it's not a documentary. The shows were actually created to be filmed. So that what that means is that's one of the reasons why this is without a doubt one of the best shot, best lit concert documentaries in the history of film, because it's so rare that you watch a little bit in the film of the lighting process. It was lit not so much for the audience to see it, but for the cameras to see, and that it's often they do not get a chance to do that.
So it was a real concert, but it was also a concert that was set up for a kind of artificial purpose, I suppose. And it was a fundraiser, right, for Hillary Clinton?
Yeah, I think that part was a little bit tacked on, but yeah, it was a fundraiser for the Clinton Foundation, not for Hillary specifically.
Okay, so for the Clinton Foundation, so there was no either implied or explicit endorsement of a candidate in the Rolling Stones choosing to do this back then?
No.
Okay. Now, it is the latest in a long line of films about the Rolling Stones. You know, think of Gimme Shelter, you know, back in 69, to the recent crop of live DVDs, the Biggest Bang 4 disc set. What does Scorsese's Shine a Light add to what is already a long tradition of documenting the Stones on stage?
I think what you get, because he had a bunch of, he had something like 19 cinematographers and camera operators, some people are great directors in their own right, wielding the cameras, and what you get is a real sense of what it's like to see the Stones now, and it's pretty flattering. I think objectively you kind of sit there, and even if you hate the idea of kind of really old rock stars kind of charging a lot of money to play shows, objectively, you look at that and be like, Jesus, guys can really play still, you know, and in this kind of raw, garagey way that kind of goes against what you might expect from this enormous stadium touring act.
Well, we're speaking with Brian Hyatt of Rolling Stone. He's an associate editor at the magazine, about the Martin Scorsese film Shine a Light, about the Rolling Stones opening Friday. Jagger and Richards, the Glimmer twins, I mean, their relationship has produced some great music, but it's also been kind of fractious at times. How is that portrayed?
Well, once again, since it's just a concert film, there's no interviews. I mean, there's brief clips of interviews, but they're not sitting around whining about the relationship. I think what you see is them on stage, and you know, they don't interact that much, but when they do, there's something really charged and really powerful about it, and you're kind of grateful for any acknowledgement from the other that when Mick acknowledges that Keith even exists, there's something kind of awesome about it.
Well, I mean, you know, the three members of the Police, after all these years getting together, I mean, there was a palpable sense at times that these three guys still don't really like each other very much.
Yeah, the Stones aren't like that. You know, the Police hate each other, as far as I can tell. I mean, they really hate each other. I think that Mick and Keith are like brothers who don't need to talk anymore, is my impression.
And how do they do reinventing, you know, some of the old songs like Jumpin' Jack Flash, which we were hearing before?
They don't. They don't reinvent them fundamentally. You know, they're not like Bob Dylan where, you know, it takes a minute to even figure out what song he's singing. They play the songs. Keith will stray off the riff occasionally, and sometimes it's not clear to what degree that's on purpose. But I think that's the thing. They don't reinvent it. They just kind of play it in the moment and find power in it in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And it usually works.
Well, Brian, the Rolling Stone, your magazine, gives the soundtrack to the Scorsese film 4 stars. There are some high power guests. What does Christina Aguilera bring? Youthfulness, perhaps?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that her performance was that great. I thought that was probably the low point of the movie. Although I like her, but I think that she kind of just did her Christina Aguilera thing. She sang her same kind of Christina riffs over and over again on Live With Me, which is a great song. She looked great, and that was kind of like there was that old like Mick and Tina Turner type dancing on stage thing going on. But yeah, she wasn't that great.
Well, this is a track from the film by Martin Scorsese, Shine a Light. Live With Me is the name of it.
I tell you,
from the Martin Scorsese film Shine a Light, opening on Friday. That's the Rolling Stones' Live With Me, with Christina Aguilera lending some vocal support to Mick Jagger. We are speaking with Brian Hyatt, the associate editor of Rolling Stone magazine. Brian, you had a chance to interview Mick Jagger, and he told you the Stones today are a much more consistent band than 30 or 40 years ago. What did he mean by that?
Well, you know, I think there may be some highs that they don't reach compared to 1972, but there's...
Define highs.
Yes. I think they're still reaching those to a certain extent, but I mean, it might not... you might lack some of the incredibly transcendent moments of the Rolling Stones in 1972, but I think what Mick was saying is that you certainly lack the kind of nights when they were all screwed up and they'd be train wrecks and the tempos would be off and it'd be kind of a disaster. They're much more kind of a machine tooled consistent band.
And how is Mick Jagger as an interview?
Terrifying.
You were intimidated?
you know, I mean, in advance. I mean, once you sit down and talk with someone, they're not too scary. But he's tough. Basically, he's evasive and extremely smart. And if he had his way, he'd basically say nothing. So it's just kind of it's a challenge. I mean, he's one of those guys in rock interviews. Lou Reed. You know, there's a list of people who kind of make it. There's a little bit of intellectual gamesmanship just to try to get them to say anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, Brian, congratulations on what you did get Mick Jagger to say. And Brian Hyatt is associate editor at Rolling Stone, and we've been talking about the upcoming Martin Scorsese film Shine a Light, which opens on Friday.
Thanks.
In a moment, film critic David N. Meyer shares his list of rock movies you probably haven't seen, but should. And then coming up later, Shara Warden joins us to talk about the second album by her project, My Brightest Diamond. And she'll play live with a string quartet here in our studio. This is Soundcheck.
Black in costume, black in sheen. Black, black, black. Jolly fellow, jolly fellow, black.
WNYC is supported by Plaza Jewish Community Chapel, owned and operated by the Jewish community, located at 91st Street and Amsterdam, offering a full range of funeral services, including personalized pre-need funerals, online at plazajewishcommunitychapel.org.
Axiom, a new model law firm. Axiom is changing the way attorneys work and offering corporations a new way to work with them. More info at axiomlaw.com.
Take notice. Take a chance. Take it and run with it. Starting April 28th, there's a new choice in morning radio from WNYC. The Takeaway, hosted by John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji, with reports from the BBC and the New York Times. It's still public radio, just a new take on morning news. The Takeaway. Wake up and listen.